Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would look at the fact that time waits for no one. And it was something that I heard a lot as I was growing up. And I'm not sure if kids are told that now or today or not, but it's true. You know, you wake up one morning and you realize that, you know, things have happened that weren't initially how you planned them, but through the grace of God, you know, we're still here and we're still making progress. You know, I believe that as long as we have breath in our lungs and the ability to speak, see, hear, and communicate with one another, we have the ability to have hope. And, you know, it's interesting because a lot of times we're chasing the American dream. And in doing that, we put off a lot of things that we could really do and enjoy about life. And so, you know, one of the things that I really sit with now is some of the choices that I made previously so that I could get into a position to take care of my children. And I'm not sitting with them in regret. I'm sitting in them with the thought of the fact that I did not see all of the potential and possibilities that my life would hold. And I had not reached higher, and I knew that I had higher aspirations, but I put them aside thinking, oh, you know, once the kids get out of school, you can go back to school, you can get this, that, the other done. Or, you know, once the kids are in college and finish college, then it's your time. And what I've learned is that it is always our time. Whether our children are in school, whether they're in college, whether they are, you know, under the age of 5, the time to do what you want to do is now, because you have one life. And if you don't live it, then you've pretty much wasted the blessing that God has given you, right? And I'm not saying that your whole life is wasted, but I'm saying the dreams that God has given you, those become dreams that are not fulfilled because, you know, we put things off. And so what I've learned and what I tell my children now is that learn from the choices I made so that you can have a smoother walk in life. And I'm not saying that all of my choices are bad, and I don't want you to think all of your choices are bad. I'm just saying that, you know, we made decisions to live in a certain way so that we could get what we wanted. But I don't think that we dream big enough. I think that, you know, we only receive what we're able to think of, envision, and ask for. And if you don't ask for something more than what you think you can get, then, you know, you're kind of stagnant. And the last thing we want to do is be stagnant about life. So when I talk to people now who are younger, I say, live your life. You know, don't put off the things that you think you're going to do when you retire. Don't put off the things you think you're going to do when you are 40. Right? Because those days and moments are not always, they're not always there for us. And when they are, they're also not always in the way in which we think they will be. So, you know, whatever you've been wanting to do, make plans to do it. You know, you can start with just picking one or two things, in a week that you might want to do, that you've had on your list, right? And, or you can, you know, maybe do one really big thing every other week. You know, I don't know how you do it, but I think it's important to honor, our lives and to live them with vigor and zeal and compassion and a strong passion for life, love, and happiness, right? Life, love, and happiness is our goal. And so I just want you to think about that, because you have at your disposal minutes, hours, seconds, days, weeks, months, years. You have all of that potential there. And I think you could probably squeeze a little bit more into your life that would actually allow you to do the things that your heart most desires. So I am going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace and sleep. Until we speak again, enjoy your life and be well.